The Baptists.
Okay. Now, if two people became members, you'd say they...
They joined our church, or became members of the Methodist church.
Right. Now, in church, the preacher delivers a
sermon.
Okay. Now, you might say, I don't go to hear the church to...
To hear the sermon, I go to church to go to church.
Okay, or I go to listen to the... Because I think the what?
The music.
Is...
The hymn.
Is what?
Is beautiful.
Okay.
Now, we have a very interesting priest in Loyola right now that we will let you hear his sermon. He is very smart. Oh, he is smart. Father Groshen.
Mm-hmm.
He's bald-headed here.
Mm-hmm.
He's got long hair. And the blonde, and then he's got a beard.
Yeah.
He's a young priest, a young man. But he is interesting. I love to hear him talk. But then I'll tell you, he talks too long.
Does he?
Yeah. You know, we have to stay in there too long. Because you get God sitting down there and just listening to him.
Uh-huh.
But everybody likes him, though.
Now, if you had to change a flat tire on your way to church one Sunday, you say, church will be over before...
I'll get through. Well, I'll stand there if it's flat until somebody helps.
Okay.
So I'll ride on it.
Alright. Now... The enemy and the opposite of God is called the
devil. Satan.
Any other words for him? Do folks ever have any funny names for him or different names?
Well, that's Satan. Let's see how we say that. Gable. We say Gable's got him. That means the devil's got him.
Gable? Where'd that word come from?
I don't know, but we have that slang here. If somebody does something, they say, boy, Gable's got him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you ever call him maybe, if you're not good, the...
The devil will get you.
Okay, or the booger man, or...
Well, the booger man is something else.
Who's the booger man?
The booger man is somebody you scare a child with, at night especially.
I see.
Tell him the booger man's going to get you.
Okay. Speaking of boogermen, what do you call those type of people that hang around graveyards and they're always...
Spirits.
Yeah, they're spirits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With a big white sheet.
Call them anything else?
Ghosts.
Are there any, do you know any superstitions about around this area that you could tell me about? Because do you have any, or do you know of any that folks have around, of houses or anything around this area, or...
I'll tell you this. I've seen it. Now, he don't believe in that, but I saw it. When his mother, there was a big house over there that his mother was living in.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, we were sitting on the porch, her and I. He had gone to Laura, and I had gone to meet her with my... I had two children. And there's this ball of fire, about this big. They call that a fifole. I don't know what they call it in English,
mm-hmm.
but it's a ball of fire. It would roll down on the earth, close to the earth, and then it would go up this way, up in there, and then it would go down again. And this, they tell me, now this I've seen, this ball of fire, but this can lose you. If you follow it, it will go in the road and it can lead you somewhere and lose you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a knife, now this is what I don't know about. If you have a knife in your pocket and you think that this ball of fire is going to lose you, you put your knife on a post, and it's going to go around the knife, and then you can walk where you want to go, and you get to where you want to go.
A needle.
Or a needle, and then it goes through the eye of the needle.
You have any idea what that was?
No, I don't know what it is, but as far as the ball of fire, I've seen it.
Uh-huh. Could it be electricity, or...